Michelangelo in His Studio by Eugène Delacroix. While the neoclassical period preferred subjects drawn from Greek and Roman history, the 19th century reacted with an increased interest in the medieval and contemporary. Painters and sculptors looked to the lives of the great artists for inspiration. They could be sure of stimulating the curiosity of the spectator while enjoying the approval of prestigious patrons. Anecdotes drawn from the lives of Poussin, Leonardo, Raphael, or Titian became commonplace at the Salon, reflecting fashion and the rediscovery of art history. The choice of Michelangelo as a subject perfectly illustrates the contradictions of the period. Classical for his admiration for antiquity, romantic because of his love of solitude and his tormented genius, Michelangelo was claimed in turn by all the different movements of that century. In 1830, he was a romantic icon, as opposed to Raphael, championed by the classical school. By 1850, the artist was claimed by the highly academic Jérôme, who portrayed the old master, now blind, touching the Belvedere torso. In 1902, Rodin's Thinker embodied a modern Michelangelo. Delacroix was nearly 50 in 1847 when he painted the picture in the Musée Fabre, Michelangelo in his studio. He shows the master in his studio working on the Moses, whose foot is visible, and on the Medici Madonna. Disillusioned, he's thrown down his tools and is slumped in a suitable pose to express melancholy, the manifestation of tormented genius. Michelangelo's inability to finish his works, his capacity for doubt, and the intellectual demands of his projects were all traits he shared with Delacroix, who is undoubtedly identifying here with the great Florentine master, painting him wearing his own scarf. Alfred Bruyat, who bought the picture in 1854, must have recognized himself in the expression of these two great characters. After all, Delacroix had painted Bruyat in 1853 in a pose similar to Michelangelo's, and the collector had experienced similar moments of self-doubt faced with the problems of his great project, the creation of a gallery of paintings which would reflect the aspirations of his time.